Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 21st, 2020. Iowa Economic Development Authority Board Meeting, August 2020. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, Board met on August 21st, 2020 and took the following actions. Direct financial assistance and tax benefits. The Board approved three projects for direct financial assistance and tax benefits through the High Quality Jobs Program, HQJP. The awards are to assist in the creation of 135 jobs and are expected to result in approximately $65.2 million in new capital investments. Contracts. The Board approved contract signing extensions for six companies, approved contract amendments for three projects, and terminated two contracts. Innovation Fund Investment Tax Credit Certificates. The Board approved the award of approximately $18,000 in Innovation Fund Investment Tax Credit Certificates. The certificates are to encourage seed capital investment in innovative Iowa businesses, primarily those in advanced manufacturing, biosciences, and information technology. The certificates represent 25% of the investor's equity investment in a certified innovation fund. Administrative rules. The Board approved administrative rule proposals related to the Reinvestment Districts Program. Financial summary. The Board also received financial reports from IEDA staff. As of July 31, 2020, the following amounts remain unobligated. General Fund Operations Fiscal Year 2020, $2.5 million. High Quality Jobs Program Fiscal Year 2020, $19.2 million. And Tax Credit Cap Fiscal Year 2021 allocation, $122 million. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6256.